The world's largest ticket broker earlier this week announced plans to merge with the country's largest concert promoter. Several prominent lawmakers said the deal between Ticketmaster and Live Nation would be bad for consumers. Now the Department of Justice is investigating the proposed merger. Joel Rose reports.
If this all sounds a little familiar, that's because Ticketmaster has attracted the attention of antitrust regulators before. Back in the 1990s, the alternative rock band Pearl Jam launched a boycott of Ticketmaster, and the band helped the Clinton Justice Department look into allegations that the ticket broker was using its huge market share to drive up prices. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says that's still a problem.
The last thing we should do is give Ticketmaster more influence.
The New York Democrat called on the Justice Department to block the merger with Live Nation at a news conference yesterday.
If these two entities were to merge, control of concert venues and the representation of artists in those venues would be controlled by one organization.
A Justice Department spokeswoman later confirmed that an investigation is underway, although she declined to say anything else. The Clinton Justice Department's investigation of Ticketmaster ended without explanation 10 years ago. Mark Schildkraut is a Washington, D.C. lawyer and a former antitrust regulator at the Federal Trade Commission.
The Justice Department is going to have another chance to look at this and may end up second-guessing what they did the first time around.
Schildkraut says regulators could have big problems with this merger, in part because a few months ago, Live Nation moved beyond its original business as a concert promoter and started selling tickets, too. But Morningstar analyst Warren Miller says ticket sales are a small part of Live Nation's business.
I'm not sure that an antitrust challenge really has much merit. If you compare what the two companies do, Live Nation bringing the music promotion to the table and Ticketmaster bringing the ticketing services.
That's known as vertical integration, and it did not concern federal regulators during the Bush administration, says former Clinton regulator Mark Schildkraut.
On the other hand, the Obama administration has nominated Christine Varney to be Assistant Attorney General for antitrust. And she showed a lot of interest in these vertical theories.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster officials had no comment on the Justice Department's investigation. But when they announced the proposed merger earlier this week, they denied that it would cut out other players. And Barry Diller, chairman of the proposed new company, says it's not Ticketmaster's fault that ticket prices have doubled over the past decade.
Ticketmaster does not set prices. Live Nation does not set ticket prices. Artists set the prices.
Well, at least in theory. It was just last week that Ticketmaster was berated for overcharging Bruce Springsteen's fans by a long list of critics, including the boss himself. That made the timing of this week's merger announcement seem awkward, to put it mildly. But Morningstar's Warren Miller says this deal would be facing a lot of scrutiny regardless.
At any point, had these two companies really decided to merge, there would have been a lot of backlash anyway.
If the deal goes through, Miller thinks most consumers won't notice because ticket prices will probably just continue their steady rise. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.